Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, we have a minhag that was instituted by the Nevi'im to take alavot and bang them on the ground. The custom is to take 5 alavot. The custom also was to tie the alavot together and bang them on the ground without a beracha. Like we say, habit, habit, vela barich. The reason why we do this has been explained based on a midrash that says the aravot represent the lips. And in this case, representing the lips of the satan. And since this is the last day of the judgment, where the judgment is handed over to the executor, so therefore we do not want the satan to prosecute. So as if we're taking the lips of the satan and we're banging them on the ground in order to silence them. Not only that, but in the Minhagim it's brought from Rabbeinu Ari that we have Kavanah in the 5 bangings of the Arava, corresponding to 5 letters of the alphabet, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Sadi Sofit, Pe Sofit, Chav Sofit, Man Safach, which are the letters of Givurot, they're the letters of the judgment. So somehow also we're trying to force away those judgments that might come down into the world. We begin the reading of the Halachot from Yalkut Yosef, page 347. Ahar tefilat musaf, yikah hamisha badei arava, velo yechavrem im alulav. You don't connect them to the lulav. Yechabetem bekarka hamesh pa'amim, keneged hamesh geborot man safak, lekayem menhag nevi'im. As we said, it's a menhag. Shenagu kezeh echel ha-megdash, shaita mezvat arava nohugit kozayin ha-yemim me'alakha l'moshe m'sinai. They used to take the arava in the olden days in the Beit HaMikdash and make a circuit around the mizbeach with the arava. We don't do that today. So we have a minhag to do something with the arava on the last day. Every day they would go around once. On the 7th day of Shana Rabbah, they would go around 7 times. So we do something with the arava on the 7th day. Zecher l'Mikdash. Some say in the L'shem Yehud that you're going to see in some of the Sidurim, it says Lekayem Yesod Nebi'im. And it's not Yesod Nebi'im, it should be read properly Minhag Nebi'im. En Mevarchim al Qibut Araba, because again it's only a Minhag, and the deen is we do not make a Beracha on the Minhag. I could just say Betzivanu. Yikshor Hamisha Badim Elu Beyachad. We tie them together, as I explained. V'yachbot ben Bekoach Ala Fara Ares. It should be specifically on the earth of the ground, not the stones or on a paved ground, or ba'itzim, or not on wood. Ve'lo b'shum devar ha-chotzes. De'karka tzarich b'davar zeh. Clearly, that's what Ben Ish Chai says. The ground represents concepts, and therefore we want to hit it on the ground itself. Da'at ha-ramah mipano, she'esh litol badeh arava b'lti kishurim. Ramah mipano held, they shouldn't be tied. But the others argued on them, as well as brought them by K. Yosef, as we put a little rubber band and we tie them on the bottom. Shi'ur orech arava. How long does arava have to be for this mitzvah? Shiloshat tefachim. Like the regular arava for our lulav. Shiloshat tefachim is like basically 10, 11 inches. Amar Rav Nachman, Sarishi shiloshat bade alim lachin. They have to be fresh. Rav Sheshat amar afilu ale achad bevad achad. Umen adik alachak Rav Sheshat, that even if you have one section that's fresh and good, it's okay. However, it's brought down by the Rabbi Gaon. You can do them as well with one section of good aravot. Ela, especially so easy to find. Baruch Hashem, we have a tree outside. You should get the regular aravot that are good from top to bottom. Berama ba'gad katav shish le'anei ha'araba ve'arkak lechabot ba'bakarka. The Rama says you have to shake it first. Our nag is not to shake it. We just have to make a habata. However, he writes over here, "Metov la'asod shetehin." It doesn't cost you anything. So before you shake hit the aravot in the ground, shake the aravot in your hand, and then hit him on the ground in order to fulfill the words of the of the Rama. Don't take the Arabah from the Lulav after you finish with it and use it for the Habata. Ela, you should use separate Arabot for this mitzvah. Of course, if Shata Da'a, you don't have any Arabot, you can use those Arabot as well. Katab Ben Ish Chai. Afapi shekatab besibet bikurei Yaakov. Detov lehakot ad sheyasid ha'alim. They should hit it on the ground until the leaves actually come off. Lo modina bazeh. He says, I don't agree. Ki ra'ui sheyeh badim bekashrutam b'shlimutam b'chol habatot. You want them to be kosher all five times. If you can hit it so hard where you make them pasul the first time, so it's not good. במקום הצורך יכול לאחר שחבט הרב וקלקהם פעמים למסור אותם לחברו שיחבוט בה גם הוא וחברו לחברו באופן שהרבה נשארה אדם בשלמותה. אז לא רק זה הרבות הקשר, you can give it to another guy to do the חיבוט, you give it to another guy, ופחות אם לא במסור, you have the majority of the leaves on it, you keep on passing it off to somebody else to do the מצווה. נשים פטורות במצוות חיבוט הרבה. The ladies are exempt. Again, it's Mitzvah Tasish Hazman Gerama. It's been done on the last day. Therefore, it's bound by time. Ladies of Peturot. Eina Araba Nitilet Ela Bifnei Atzma. You don't tie anything else with it. Nuhagim Poh Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim She'achar Elenu Shabayach Chozrim HaKal Lebet HaKeneset U'potchim Et HaHechal. They open the Hechal after the Chibut Araba V'chol HaSibur Yachdav Yerannenu Ba'amirat Nishmat Kol Chai. And the congregation sings the Nishmat Kol Chai Mitchilato Ve'ad Sofo Ad Baruch Me'olav Nishpachot without saying Hashem's name. And at the end they say Hare Anachnu Mekabelim Alinu Bilineder Kabbalah Gemura Lomar Nishmat Kol Chai B'yom Hashana Rabba L'Shana Ba'a Ba'et Azot Ahal Tefilat Shachrit U'Musaf Yiratzom Lefnei Abinu Shubashamayim Shiyachtom Otanu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim V'Nizkeh V'Nechyeh Shanim Rabot V'Naimot V'Nagilam Nismecha Yishua.